Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Apples, Proverbs 25:11. A word aptly spoken is like an apple of gold and settings like silver. Good morning, children. Our adventure will be to uncover the beauty of God's apple. Does the word apple make your mouth water? Think of all the apple things we eat. Besides eating them raw, we make applesauce, strudel, pies, muffins, juice, and I make apple bread. It is the most important fruit in the world. It was first found in China, and China sells more than any country in the world. Over one half of the apples are eaten raw. When I was a little girl, I heard a message repeated often: an apple a day keeps the doctor away. They are a very healthy food. People aren't the only ones who love apples. I have a very large apple tree over my creek. The apples are usually ripened by November, but this year they were ripened by the beginning of September. Deer, turkey, and even little baby blue herons seem to like them. Birds, bees love apple trees. The trees provide shade, and the lovely white to light pink petals on the flowers look beautiful and smell sweet in the spring. When the wind blows, those petals look like a petal storm, like a snowstorm. My family lived on an ancient apple orchard in Oregon. It was called ancient because it was planted as improvement when people were homesteading there 150 years before. They were orange-colored apples called pumpkin, apples that were huge called king apples, very rare. There are special symbols of God's creation in nature. The farthest sight seen in the heavens is called the eye of God, a nebula, and it's lots and lots of stars. God loves stars, and He knows each by name. There is a star found somewhere else in nature. Inside the apple, if you cut the apple through the middle, inside, instead of stem from down, it has a star-shaped holder of the seeds. It's called one of God's artwork of His nature. A very famous man in the 1700s loved to share apple seeds with people, so there are now apple trees all over the eastern United States. His name was Johnny Appleseed, and a legend says he was a very godly man. Thank you, Jesus, for creating apples for us. We love them and are blessed by them. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.